howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game pod... It's not a video game podcast. Let's try this again. I mean, it is a video game podcast.
I was like, wait, what? This is news to me.
Well, howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we ask you 9 questions, talk about the answers for a little while, then put somebody in the hot seat. I'm your host, Tony, and joining me, as he has for 75 previous episodes, we've got Shelby.
Very long and drawn out introduction, but thank you.
Stretch things out to let that music play behind us.
Is that what that's all about?
That's what that's all about.
Kirby music?
Kirby music. Man, it is cold and rainy outside.
What happened? Yeah, no kidding.
It turned fall all of a sudden.
It did. Apparently, like, all the trees were green and just bam, boom.
It was just like an Animal Crossing. One day your trees are green, the next day you turn the game on, they're all brown.
Oh gosh, that game's so awesome. Talk about that game.
I know that game is so awesome. I need to go home and play it right now.
I am home.
I've been neglecting my Animal Crossing town this week. I'm a bad, bad Animal Crossing resident.
You're a bad Animal Crosser.
I am. I'm telling you. So, you can play some more of that. Right now, we need to talk about some questions. And we've got the last round of our Epic Mickey contest between you and me this week.
It's like the bottom of the ninth, dude. We don't even need to do it.
Yeah, we do. Because people were expecting 4 rounds of questions. We've got to give them 4 rounds
We give the people what they want. That's what I do for you people.
That's right.
You're happy.
So,
killing me on the inside.
Round 1.
Here we go, Shelby. Round 1 is the music round, and it's mine this week. So, I've got 3 pieces of music we're going to play right now. The round's
all
called...
All of them right now. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, all of
playing
them.
Playing all these videos.
Right now.
I can make that happen.
The round is called Not So Fighting Game Music. So, basically what it is... I played a whole bunch of one game this week because my kids asked me to, and I thought, this music is really awesome. We need to use it in the question block.
Okay.
And so we did. And I'm going to play you that piece of music right now.
You said did in past tense, like you already played it, but I haven't played it until now.
Oh, well, we're going to play it right now. That is a rocking piece of music.
It's pretty jamming.
That's after you have won the world title in Punch-Out.
Wow, no getting around it there. You're just jumping right to it.
Now, I played a ton of that this week.
You just wanted to say Punch-Out.
I did. Punch-Out with 2 exclamation points.
A hyphen.
That game is so good.
Capital O.
And I booted it up and Katie said, hey, that's the Mario Soccer guys.
Bowels.
Because Next Level Games does...
Oh, yeah.
Punch Out. And yeah, they do all of the Mario sports games. And with, I think, the exception of.
Camelot does
some
of
them. Yeah.
I don't know if Camelot does that stuff anymore.
Mario Strikers was Next Level games.
Next Level. They did both Strikers and Punch Out. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think Next Level does all of them.
They took it from Camelot and said,
I don't know if Camelot even around anymore. They even exist.
I don't know.
Camelot!
Yeah, I was telling you while we were listening to the music that my son Jake and I were playing this game. The kids asked me to just play it, and so I said, okay, I'll play it. And then I said, Jake, let's see who can beat the game first. And Jake beat the game before I did.
Son's better games than you, just admit it.
Yeah, I got to Mr. Sandman, and...
Your son is now the master.
I lost in 45 seconds.
How does it feel to be less of a man, Tony?
I just have, you know, I've come to the realization that my son is better at video games than I am. He should be running the site.
Someday he'll be older and he won't be as good at games anymore either.
That's true, and then I'll be able to beat him. Wait, no.
You'll be dead.
I'll be dead.
Yeah.
But his son will be beating him in video games.
Really quick.
Man, so, but yeah.
You're going to die someday, Tony.
And the cool thing about, I like about the Punch-Out music on Wii is that it's the exact same theme every time you play a fighter, but it's changed so that, you know, Glass Joe's is a French version of the Punch-Out theme, and Great Tigers is kind of a Persian version, and
What was that?
A Persian version.
Yeah! I'm back in now. Paying attention to what you're saying.
And Don Flamenco's is all, you know, Spanish, you know, mariachi type music. I love what they did with the music in that game. It's fun to just listen to that theme over and over and over again to see the variations on it. So, there you go. Second piece of music we're going to play right now. So that's a Punch-Out style game.
That didn't sound like Punch-Out at all.
That did not sound like Punch-Out at all, no. But it's a WiiWare homage, I guess you could say.
Is it an homage to WiiWare?
None.
Oh, yeah, I stopped.
You gotta listen to the whole
statement.
I gotta
listen to the whole question before I give you the answer.
Oh, yeah, and this is one that was actually, it has been a topic of conversation between me and a former member of the site, Scott Mullins, because he teased me endlessly about this game, because there was one boss and I don't even remember what their name was. I could not get past, and I kept telling him, I'm gonna get back to the game and get past this boss, and I never could. The game's called Rage of the Gladiator, which, if you don't know what it is, it's basically Punch Out, but instead of a boxer
with an axe,
you play as a gladiator who's got, you know, a hammer or axe in one hand, a shield in the other, and you just beat the heck out of everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's got a Medusa kind of character.
Bring it on, King Hippo.
There's no King Hippo in this game.
Right.
You fight
scared.
A Minotaur.
It's like, that's better. It's
better than the Hippo.
Way more than a Hippo.
Yeah.
Hippo versus a Minotaur, you put those two in a jar and shake it. One, that's a really big jar. Two, you're going to have a show on your hands. And one night only.
You get to fight Medusa, and it's just,
don't look at her.
No, because you'll turn to stone. And
how you fight her?
You actually, you cover yourself with the shield when she shoots the lasers at you to turn you into stone.
Oh, it's a thing. Okay. Yeah, she got you lasered at you, apparently. Yeah.
So, but really, really fun game. If you want a Punch-Out game that costs a little less than Punch-Out, well, not anymore, because Punch-Out's only $20 now, but check it out. So, now, let's move on to the third not-so-fighting game. Definitely doesn't sound like fighting game music.
It sounds like victory music.
That's because in the actual part of the game where you're fighting each other, there's no music. It's just crowd sound.
Roar of the crowd, flash of the bulbs,
punching your Mii's face. So that is the victory music for Wii Sports Boxing.
Yeah.
Which I can play, but again, I cannot beat my son. Because his strategy...
I hope you can't beat your son. I hope you have a moral strength to not do that.
All of my kids figured out that if you just flail your arms really fast, dad can't stop that because he's trying to actually play a boxing game, and it doesn't work when one person's trying to box and the other one is just flailing their arms around.
Man, like legendary. I took my Wii home for that Thanksgiving that first year. My mom fought my uncle, like, KO in, like, the first 28 seconds because she did that and... he fell down and was laughing so hard he couldn't get back up.
Yeah.
It was, I just didn't want to make sure. It's like 28 seconds. I was there. Jamie Coulter versus Gary Cobb. It was legendary. The hell, I mean, that was the end of Thanksgiving. We just stopped it right there. We didn't even eat. We just went home.
There you go. That's the way Thanksgiving should
holiday,
end. That's the way Thanksgiving should end.
Yeah. So, your mom punching your uncle.
That's right. That's probably how a lot of Thanksgivings actually do
end.
That's
probably how they go, yeah.
So there you go. There's the not-so-fighting-game music.
Round two.
You mentioned earlier how it was a little rainy, a little drizzly.
It is a little rainy.
Bad weather around here this morning.
Yeah.
So, you know what? You have a bad day, things don't go your way. Blame it on the rain.
There you go.
I was trying to make that rhyme, but I was like, rain. I tried to say it weird so it would rhyme.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I can do it. I just didn't.
So.
Tell me what I can't do.
Oh, okay, I won't. Sorry.
Better not. Back off. I'll tell your son to beat you.
My son would beat me, too.
He doesn't need me to tell him.
So,
these are all trivia questions about rain.
Rain.
Rain. Blood
water
rain. That falls from the sky.
What if it's blood rain?
That's a game. That's a vamp. That's a damphere.
Okay.
That's a thing.
Not
that's
water.
Over here. Blood rain's over here.
Okay.
We're up here.
Okay.
See?
Because we're falling,
we're
from,
falling
the
from the sky.
Okay.
Right.
I got it. Got it.
So these are all about rain.
Okay.
Did I explain that well enough?
I think you've mentioned the word rain enough.
Okay.
Precipitation.
Thank you. I guess that's precipitation. Question number four. The president will repeatedly tell you, nice driving, son, on the final level of this multi-platform release.
Why is the president talking to me?
Because he's in the back of the thing.
Why is the president in my car?
Because you're trying to save him?
Oh.
You not want to save the president?
Let's not talk about that.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that live on a podcast? How much you may or may not like the president for the FBI to hear?
I plead the fifth.
Check 1-2, NSA, check 1-2.
Driver.
Driver! Yeah, it's a game now.
That is a game.
The wheel man. Tanner. I don't remember his last name is.
I've played Driver San Francisco for the Wii.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No.
And I also played Driver San Francisco for the 3DS. Again. No.
Wait, Driver San Francisco?
Yeah, there was a Driver San Francisco for the 3DS.
Wait, Driver Parallel Lines is what I'm thinking of. For the Wii. Driver San Francisco for the 360 and PS3 is the cool one, right?
That's the one where he jumps in and out of bodies.
Yeah, the Wii one wasn't very good, huh?
No, you don't do that.
And for, it was Driver Renegade something.
Yeah, Driver Renegade, not San Francisco. But it was the same basic thing. You were driving around San Francisco.
Yeah, Driver games have seen their up and downs. But the first Driver game was good. Second Driver game, I cannot beat that one level, but it was good. And then Driver since then was not so good. But I heard San Francisco was good. That's a game I want to buy and play.
I played the demo on the 360.
Sounds really cool. It's an interesting concept. Sounds like a back to what Driver needs to be. Driving cars and crashing
and
other cars into cars.
Jump into other people's bodies.
And head-on collisions. That's what Driver's all about. And saving the president from ninjas.
There you go.
Wait.
Wait.
No. No ninjas in this game. But that last solo of that game is insane. There are just cars pounding you everywhere. And the president's back there. Nice driving, son. I don't even remember why you're saving the president. It's just—it's really weird. Like, the story's leading up to it, and then all of a sudden, last level, bam, rescue the president. He's in your car. Like, how did this happen?
There you go.
Like, the story was kind of leading up to it. There's like 3 hours of story they cut out. It's just like, all right.
We don't need this.
Just put him in the car.
Yeah.
Nice driving, son. I hear that in my sleep sometimes.
That's all you need to know.
The president likes my driving.
Apparently.
I am the wheel man, you know. Question five. This game marks the first actual video game appearance of Tycho Brahe and Jonathan Gabriel.
Oh,
those names may sound familiar to you.
I have played the first game of this. I am actually not a fan of the comic.
Really?
I've read some.
But it's very family friendly, that's for sure.
And I think that's part of the...
It takes a little bit of a twisted sense of humor, which I totally have.
A little bit.
And I don't have a family to be friendly to.
Yeah.
I told you about my mom punching my uncle, right?
That's
I told that story before on the podcast.
You have told that story on the podcast before.
And people have to go through the archive to find that story, but it's in there somewhere. They can find it.
Oh, yeah, I played the first one of this.
Penny Arcade Adventures on the Rain-Slick Precipice of Darkness, Episode 1. Very long title.
A very long title.
I'm a fan of these games.
I think it takes longer to say the title than it does to actually play the game.
They're pretty long games, but I quite enjoy them. I enjoy the unique combat and the storytelling.
The first one's okay.
I'm a fan of them. I'm a bigger fan of Penny Arcade than you are, though. Yeah. So it's fair enough. But I want to play the third one. That was going to be my Halloween thing, but I didn't have time during Halloween. I don't like we discussed during the week. Yeah. I don't know where my time goes.
You've got a stack of games to play already. You don't need to add the Penny Arcade games.
I've already got it downloaded, so don't even bother with that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Question 6. After several days of rain, the person trapped inside the TV world will die in this PS2 and soon-to-be Vita JRPG.
You should probably play this game.
I would like to.
You should probably fix the typo on the show notes so that I don't say the wrong answer here in just a minute. Because I've never heard of Person 4.
Remember when we on this very table shook and said we were not going to correct you the typos live on the podcast? You just broke that pact, sir. The game is on.
I'm sorry.
The game is afoot, and that foot has a sword on it.
Whoa.
And this game is Persona 4, not Persona, Person 4.
Persona 4. Yeah, this is one of I still need to play these games.
You need to buy a Vita.
I don't need to buy
Persona
a Vita.
Persona 4 Golden is really good.
I have actually no desire anymore. At first I did, but now I'm like, I don't need a Vita. I want to get a PSP.
I cannot. PSP is pretty cool. I like my PSP.
I want a Wii U,
You want those Project Diva games, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
That's kind of what has
jumped on that PSP
has
when
put me
here.
Over the edge to wanting to get a PSP. Because there's a lot of stuff. I want to play the God of War stuff. There's a bunch of PSP games that are out now. It's got a really good library.
It's a pretty good library, yeah.
You know, it took a while to get that pretty good library, but it's got a pretty good library.
The Vita silently has a lot of good games that people... Some people overlook because the DS was such a huge thing.
Yeah.
So.
And now because it's you can get one for $70, I think.
Is
now.
Is that cheap now?
Yeah. It's PSP 1000. It's the first models, but.
Fine PSP. It's a fine system.
But still, I need to get one. Maybe I can find a PSP Go. Wait, no.
We can't put UMDs in that. I don't think you want to buy a Go at this point.
No, you don't want to buy a Go at this point.
Round 3.
Round 3 is called All Wet.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of a theme, apparently, with the question. I hadn't even looked at yours whenever I made this. Mine are all about questions for games that take place underwater.
Okay.
So it's not just raining. You are submerged.
Well, it's gotta rain so much in round 3, or round 2, then round 4, there's an ocean.
It's flooded.
40 days, 40 nights.
There you go.
Build an ark, Tony.
I don't want to build an ark. That's too much work. Question 7. Players explore the fictional... How do you pronounce it? Manorai Sea? I don't even remember how you pronounce it. Manorai Sea in this underwater exploration game from Nintendo.
You mean exploration?
Ooh, I made a typo there.
Game's afoot.
Look at that. We've both made a typo.
Oh, mine was made like 3 years ago.
Yeah. So, underwater exploration game from Nintendo.
Manorai Sea.
Manorai Sea.
Never heard of that. Is that made up?
It is a fictional place.
Fictional place, huh?
Hence, the players explore the fictional Manorai Sea.
I was too busy trying to figure out how to pronounce Manorai, and I'm trying on the word fictional, you, endless ocean, you.
The Endless Ocean is a fantastic game.
Did they make a sequel to that?
They
Blue
did.
World?
Endless Ocean, Blue something
World.
Like that.
Blue World, I'm pretty sure.
Something like that. But they are fantastic games. It's not quite as realistic as I had thought it was going to be.
No, but there was definitely art for the Wii in the time. It probably still is, actually.
I think the thing, Nintendo was just trying to make this calm, you know, you
it
do things.
Very soothing.
It is very.
It puts you to sleep. I could never finish it.
But because of it, I never had this sense of danger that I thought would come from being underwater in some of the places that you were at. If a shark swam by, you didn't have to worry about anything. It wasn't going to bother you.
Yeah, it wasn't Jaws Unleashed.
They changed some of that for the second one, but it's still... And if you want something to teach your kids about, you know, these underwater places, because...
Buy a book.
Well, but if you want them to get the chance to immerse themselves in some of these environments...
In water.
It's a really good way to, you know, teach them about some of the oceans. And because everything, while it's a fictional place, it's all based on...
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Real world stuff.
It was a cool game.
You know, the fish and the animals in there are supposed to act sort of like they would in real
custom
life.
Custom soundtracks.
So, yes, so you could be rocking out underwater.
Rock and fly!
Yeah. I had to do that once just to see if it...
It is
the weirdest thing, because the soundtrack for the game is very
soothing, very serene.
Yes.
And you go underwater and you're jamming out to, I don't know, Nine Inch Nails or Nirvana.
And
or
I imagine
like
there
that.
Are some divers that do that, but that's not how that game was made. But I really like Endless Ocean. I think it's a fantastic game. So let's move on. Question 8. Giant sea urchins will block your path in this underwater Metroidvania-style game from Cosmonaut Games.
Underwater Metroidvania, huh?
Yes. Underwater Metroidvania-style.
You realize there's some parts of Metroid where you're underwater.
Yes.
There's the parts of Castlevania where you're underwater. I mean, that's the part when you die, when you fall in the water because the guy hits you.
But this game is exclusively underwater.
Exclusively underwater, huh? No dry land at all
Not
in this game.
Not a single drop of dry land anywhere in this game.
I don't think it's really a drop of dry land.
So, not a single speck of dry land.
In Dive the Medes Island Secret?
Dive the Medes Island Secret.
Medes?
Yes. That is based on a real place. It's over in Spain, somewhere in that area, I think. You use the Wii Remote to point where you want to go. The actual underwater controls work really well. Some of the combat's a little clunky because you have a harpoon gun, but it doesn't shoot quite as fast as you think it should. And so you have to line up shots a little ahead of when you expect you need to line up shots.
You gotta lead them a little bit.
To shoot jellyfish and sharks underwater and things like that.
Sure.
Because they will sting you and kill you.
Just swim around them. Don't be a jerk.
Well, sometimes you can't.
You're in their house. How would you like it if I showed up to your house and shot you with a harpoon gun because you were in my way?
I'd be a little sad.
I say, exactly. And jellyfish are the same way. You're in their house.
Well,
you're being a jerk. It's like showing up and like crashing pots to get rupees.
The way the game works, though. So
everyone uses that. Society made it that way. Oh.
And then question 9. An aquatic alien race known as the Elect launches an attack on the polar ice caps in this underwater thriller from the makers of Shadow Complex.
Oh, hey, you didn't put this game in there. When you was talking about underwater games, I thought, I wonder if this game is going to be in here.
I've never played this game, but I think I need to.
I own this game.
This was actually given away by Microsoft.
Given away by Microsoft from the whole when they went down, Live went down around Christmas and New Year's that one year.
Yep.
Like, here you go, everybody, have Undertow.
And apparently it's a pretty decent game.
It's like a dual joystick shooter kind of like thing.
Yeah. I love Shadow Complex. I need to play that. You need to play that.
Yeah.
You will really like Shadow Complex.
I played the demo.
Every time I mention Shadow Complex, you've got to play it.
I couldn't, like, hold still and shoot up at an angle. It made me mad.
Well, you get used to it. So, but I've never played Undertow. I really need to. If it's still available, I should probably.
Three.
So, there you go. That's round 3. We are out of the water, Shelby.
Round 4.
Out of the water and into the duck pan.
Oh man, I am not ready for this.
Oh, what are you worried about? You already won. You won.
That's beside the point. I still have
to... That was not a mole.
It was a mole.
I call foul play. I call mole play on you here. But this is the hot seat.
It is the hot seat. It is my turn.
It is your turn for the fourth and final round of our exclusive competition to see who will review Epic Mickey Power of Illusion for the 3DS. And you've already won. But for the sake...
And
this is your
and
hot
the
seat.
Audience.
And you've chose this week DuckTales.
I chose DuckTales.
Which I didn't say anything, but you were going to pick something more general was the thing. But you already won, so I didn't bother saying anything about
You're
that.
You're right, I did.
But that's okay. Because here we go.
Okay.
As you know, Tony, and for those of you listening that may or may not know,
DuckTales
in the
is a
hot
fantastic
seat,
game. That's all you need to
ask
know.
Ask you 3 questions, one being easy, one being medium, and one being hard to test your knowledge of your subject. You choosing DuckTales. Tony, are you ready?
I am ready.
For your easy question. Question number 1.
Question number 1.
What colors do Huey, Dewey, and Louie wear, respectively?
Red, blue, and green. I don't know if it's in that order.
Okay, tell me who wears what color.
I could not tell you which one wears which.
That's the question.
I'm going to say Huey wears red, Dewey wears blue, and Louie wears green.
What you going to say?
Yeah.
You guessing there?
I'm going to have to.
You're just guessing.
Yeah.
You son of a gun, you guessed it right. You jerk. You can't beat luck.
I knew they wore red, blue, and green, but I have no idea which one wore which.
Huey wears red, Dewey wears blue, Louie wears
green. See, Dewey made kind of sense because dew is water and water is generally blue. So that's why I went with that one. The other ones, I have no idea.
You got a favorite? Because, I mean, in DuckTales and stuff, they're pretty much interchangeable, but it wasn't until Quack Pack that they really had their unique personalities. Louie's my favorite.
Yeah, I don't
he was always my favorite. But.
I don't really have a favorite of the nephews, so.
Just lucky guess. All right, that was the easy question.
Cosmo Duck, that's my favorite.
You should be able
favorite.
To lucky guess your way through the easy question, but maybe not so much with the medium question here. Here we go. Question number 2.
Which one of these do not belong? These being the treasures you find in DuckTales.
Okay.
I'm going to read off five treasures. You tell me which one or ones do not belong. Green cheese of longevity. Coin of the hidden realm. Lost crown of Genghis Khan. Scepter of the Mayan king. Giant diamond of Middle Earth.
I'm going to say the last one.
The last one is what?
The giant diamond of Middle Earth.
Saying that one's false?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's Lord of the Rings.
Okay. I'm not telling you how many's false. You just got to pick them out. Would you like me to read them again?
Yes.
Green cheese of longevity. Coin of the hidden realm. Lost crown of Genghis Khan. Scepter of the Mayan king. Now, these are the treasures you find in the five unique environments of DuckTales. Being like the moon, the Amazon, something about...
Transylvania.
Transylvania. There's something probably to do with the jungle. That was probably the Amazon.
Called, yeah, the Amazon.
So maybe that can kind of help you figure out which ones are good, which ones ain't.
We'll say the one of the realm.
One of the realms. So you're saying coin of the hidden realm is false.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's going to be the two I'm going to say.
Those two.
Yeah.
Okay. I said ones. It could be more than two, you realize. I'm trying to pull a trick question on you here.
I know.
You're saying those are the only two false ones.
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Okay. Well, green cheese of longevity is a thing.
It's
that's the moon treasure. Lost crown of Genghis Khan is a thing. That's when you get from the Himalayas or whatever. Mm-hmm. Coin of the hidden realm is false. It's coin of the lost realm.
Okay.
Yeah. So very good there. Giant diamond of Middle Earth is false. It's the giant diamond of inside Earth or something. In
something.
Giant diamond of in underneath Earth or something. It's not middle.
Yeah.
It's like inside Earth, I think it's actually. But the scepter of the Mayan king is also false. It's scepter of the Incan king.
Man.
Three off on that one for the Amazon.
Yeah, I knew there was something.
I'll give you half a point on that. You got two of the three, though. That's pretty good. Okay. I think it deserves half a point. It's not like it really matters at this point. Pretty good, though. All right. That was meaty. No, that was medium. I don't know what meaty is. Meat, that's a meaty question. A lot of meat on that question bone. Question three, hard question. Are you ready?
I am not, but let's do it in here.
Here we go. What two money amounts, two, mind you, do you need for the alternate endings in DuckTales?
I have no idea.
This is why it's the hard question. There are three endings, from what I understand, two of them being the alternate endings.
That were based on how much money you got.
Based on how much money you have. How much money do you have to have for those alternate endings? Two alternate endings.
500 million and a billion.
500 million and 1 billion, he says. With a very look on his face. Yeah. That's what you're going to guess.
Yeah.
You're not going to try to guess red, blue, or green again, huh?
No.
You jerk. All right. You're not even close.
No idea, really.
You have to have $10 million for one alternate ending.
Okay.
And zero for another one.
Yeah.
A little bit of a tricky one there. So
that's
probably
hard to do.
Probably very hard to do.
That's hard to get do.
Without getting any money.
Yeah, because sometimes you're just walking around and all of a sudden a diamond falls on your head.
It makes you wonder how the heck somebody figured out that was an alternate ending. How much did somebody have to play DuckTales in order to get
people
no money?
Do stuff like that. Yeah, there are speedruns of people like playing through Mario trying to not jump on a Goomba and get as few points as possible. So that I can see someone eventually finding out that that is a hidden thing, but...
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
So
if you get $0, apparently the newspaper says he's lost his fortune, he's gonna have to get it back. And if you get the $10 million, you have to have the two bonus treasures or something, apparently there are already. And it says like, oh, you're gonna win everything or something, or Scrooge McDuck has made a huge fortune.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
there you go. I got 1.5
Giant
points.
Giant diamond of inner earth. Yeah, it is inner earth, okay.
I got 1.5 points.
1.5. So I think the final tally is 4-2.
Something like that.
Really 4-1. You gave me that poppy one. I said wispy. Not only did you win, sir, you handily won. So congratulations, you get to review Mickey.
Epic Mickey Power.
Now what you gotta ask yourself.
You'll never know.
I think based on how much we've talked about that game, you would not throw the opportunity to play Power of Illusion.
Just trying to make myself feel better.
But if anybody out there wants to take their chance sitting in the hot seat and test your video game trivia knowledge, send us an email to podcast@nintendo-oki.com with the category that you want us to quiz you on.
Or send us some questions, how about?
Definitely. Send us some questions. We'll ask you. Send us three questions for, you know, around, and we will put those in the show and we will ask them, and you know, you get the chance to be the host, sort of.
Flex your trivia muscle, people.
Test us. Maybe we should do something like that where we have them try to stump us.
Yeah. But the ultimate hot seat.
Yeah. So there you go. That is send us an email to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. Anything video game related is fair game. So keep that in mind. Having said that, though, we'll see everybody again in 7 days.